Hello, I'm Brandon House, and it's been an amazing 2022, thanks largely in part to your support. Would you consider an end-of-the-year contribution to WVWFoundation.com right now? That's WVWFoundation.com. Your end-of-the-year contribution is vital so we can continue to push out free programming. Remember, almost all of my shows are made available for free. Worldview Radio, every day on 60-plus radio stations, Christian radio stations. Plus, is made available on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. It's available at WVW Broadcast Network or WVWTV.com, worldviewradio.com, brighteon.com, band.video.com, Conservative TV Network. Many, many networks pick up my programs, and I put them out there for free. Why? Because I want people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. I want to be able to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview and help people understand the times and know how to think about the issues and how God would have us to respond. Many programs produced by many different organizations today are immediately put behind a paywall. You have to pay to see them. Our programs, I push them out for free. But the bandwidth alone is thousands of dollars a month, not to mention all the IT expense and other expense for producing the shows and the people that work in the control room. We also put on a Sunday night service. Every Sunday night, I put on a biblical worldview service at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. I've been doing that every Sunday night since 2015. Your support helps make all of these things possible. Would you consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution? You'll also find our phone number there as well. And that's 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there, which is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Remember, I've got Worldview Radio, airs every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. The Worldview Weekend Hour, it's our church service on Sunday night. I have the Worldview Report news broadcast. It's been picked up by 6 or 7 different networks. And then, of course, I have Brandon House Live. That's 90 minutes each and every night. And very soon, we'll be adding Worldview News Sunday. It's a Sunday broadcast. We'll tape it on Friday afternoons and bring you an exclusive Sunday morning news magazine show. I also have already started the Worldview Financial Report. The Worldview Financial Report. Not to mention we have House to House that I host with my wife, Melissa. All kinds of programming for your enjoyment. Free. And again, it's made possible in part because of your partnership with us. So please, don't forget your end-of-the-year contribution at WVWFoundation.com or calling 901-468-9357 or using our mailing address. Thank you so much. It's going to be a great 2023 partnering with you. Tonight on the Worldview Report, the government is throwing $1 million in federal grant money to agencies and private organizations to study how misinformation, so-called, on social media impacts the confidence Americans have in the vaccine industry. The FDA has given its rubber stamp of approval for a company to sell lab-grown meat, and the fake meat will arrive in grocery stores next year. Senator Chuck Schumer is openly calling for Americans to be replaced by illegal migrants. He says the migrants are needed to sustain our economy because Americans aren't reproducing, quote, like we used to, end quote. Mitch McConnell says he's ready to start compromising with the Biden administration on key legislation. And the U.S. Federal Reserve is asking employers not to give their workers any more raises. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Leading us off tonight, the Biden regime is handing out $1 million in taxpayer money for a grant research on how so-called vaccine misinformation found on social media can affect people's confidence in COVID shots. The Department of Health and Human Services established a grant entitled Developing a Public Health Tool to Predict the Virality of Vaccine Misinformation Narratives. The grant money will be handed out next year to a government agency or private groups. The recipient will apparently use the $1 million to develop a forecasting model to identify potential so-called misinformation on vaccines on social media and how it will affect people's trust in the experimental injections. Sounds like to me, with all that's going on, including what just happened at the G20/B20, where they're calling for, well, global vaccine certificates for the, quote, next pandemic, it sounds like they're preparing indeed for the next pandemic. A grant description on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website states, quote, the purpose of this notice of funding opportunity is to support research to develop a predictive forecasting model that identifies new or reemerging misinformation narratives that are likely to disseminate widely and have a potential for impact on vaccine confidence. The information from this model will then be used to develop a tool that public health agencies could use to predict misinformation trends in the population served. The researchers will evaluate the tool's predictive capabilities on both future social media misinformation narratives and real-world events, end quote. However, the CDC has not explained how the model will determine what constitutes so-called misinformation. Given the lack of clarity, I think we should assume that any information that is in any way critical, no matter how factual, will be considered misinformation simply because it refutes the government's lies, the media's lies, and the pharmaceutical company's lies. Any information shedding light on pertinent facts that the government, the media, Big Pharma have remained silent on will also be considered misinformation. The CDC recently admitted that it withheld critical COVID-19 data from the public because the agency thought it would, well, be misinterpreted and cause so-called vaccine hesitancy, since it weakens the case for booster shots in certain demographics. Apparently, the CDC has been collecting detailed data on COVID-19 infections in the United States and organized by age, race, and vaccine status. It's all organized in that way. However, the agency withheld detailed information from the public about breakthrough cases, hospitalizations, and even deaths, which it has been collecting since the beginning of the COVID shot rollout in 2021. Led by Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC only recently published the first significant data on the effectiveness of boosters in adults younger than 65. However, it did not share the information on these that are aged 18 to 49, which is the least likely group to benefit from a booster injection. It also failed to provide information on child hospitalizations. Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Staver said, quote, government agencies like the CDC seem to be more interested in censoring the truth and critical safety data about COVID shots than in messaging the science. This is certainly not serving the public health by causing harm to innocent people. Medical professionals have been censored for questioning the safety and efficacy of the shots or for providing effective therapeutics to treat the virus, end quote. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has, for the first time ever, granted safety clearance to lab-grown meat made from cultured animal cells. Fox News reports that the agency announced Upside Foods, a company that uses cultured chicken cell technology to grow meat in a lab, may begin selling its product after its facilities are inspected by the USDA. On Wednesday, November 16th, the FDA released a statement noting that it had, quote, evaluated the information submitted to the agency and has no further questions at this time about the firm's safety conclusion, end quote. No further questions. Just like that, the company's word is taken as fact that its product is safe. That's essentially the same thing the FDA has done with the experimental vaccines, as you know. Just throw them onto the population and see how it works out. Upside Foods expressed satisfaction with the rubber stamp in a company statement, which read, quote, "Today we are one step closer to your dining tables as Upside Foods becomes the first company in the world to receive the U.S. FDA green light. That means the FDA has evaluated our production process and accepts our conclusion that our cultivated chicken is safe to eat," end quote. Well, animal rights advocates, including groups such as PETA, hope that cultured meat will lead to a reduction in animal consumption and slaughter, as well as aid climate change. But we all know this has nothing to do with animal rights. It has everything to do with applying the UN World Economic Forum agenda of sustainable development, an anti-human climate change agenda that seeks to vastly depopulate the world, eliminating billions of humans and animals, which are seen as emitters of CO2, which is, by the way, an essential element without which life on Earth for both plants and animals becomes increasingly precarious. The FDA has not officially approved the technology during the pre-market consultation, as the clearance only covers food developed with the company's cultured chicken cells. However, the announcement means that the food is one step closer to being available to Americans in grocery stores across America. The FDA also noted that it is willing to work with other companies and firms seeking to develop cultured animal cell food for customers. Senator Chuck Schumer is whining and complaining about widespread workforce shortages, saying American families are not reproducing enough young workers to fill jobs that our economy needs in order to thrive. Take a look at Schumer's comments Wednesday at a press conference in Washington, D.C.
"Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here."
But the New York Democrats' solution is not to encourage more mothers and fathers to choose life and raise a family. No, Schumer would never discourage abortions. The more the merrier, right? He celebrates abortions, apparently, at every opportunity. And yet, he has the gall to bemoan the lack of workers, seeking to replace Americans in the workforce with illegal aliens. According to LifeNews.com, the abortion industry, which, by the way, has financed Schumer's entire political career, according to numerous studies, has taken more than 63 million unborn children's lives in the past 50 years. So what's Schumer's answer to the decline in births? He can't make an argument for bigger families because he would be going against the hand that feeds him, his political machine, which includes Planned Parenthood, the National Abortion Rights Action League, and others who are in the business, of course, of killing babies, right? Instead, he wants to grant citizenship to 11 million illegal immigrants. That's according to the Tampa Free Press. Schumer went on to attack pro-life Republican lawmakers as nasty and immoral, saying, quote, "Latino voters and most Americans understand the stark difference between our values and those of Republican candidates," end quote. He went on to use offensive initials describing the right wing and described them as nasty. That's according to the report. What are those sacred values, by the way, that Schumer's alluding to and suggest are in contrast to the nasty and immoral values of pro-lifers? LifeSite News reports that Schumer and other party leaders want to pass a radical pro-abortion bill that would force states to legalize abortions for basically any reason up to birth, and again, force taxpayers to pay for them. So there's no denying the fact that abortion destroys hundreds of thousands of unborn babies' lives every year. Children who otherwise would have grown up to become valuable contributors to society. A report earlier this year by the U.S. Congressional Joint Economic Committee of Republicans found that abortions cause catastrophic economic loss, including approximately $6.9 trillion in 2019 alone. So, due to declining birth rates, a 2020 study in The Lancet predicted a, quote, jaw-dropping, end quote, global population crash by the end of the century that will force the world to, quote, reorganize societies, end quote. The global fertility rate is about half of what it was in 1950. That's according to the report. Women had an average of 4.7 children in 1950 compared to a 2.4 average in 2017. By the year 2100, the researchers predicted it will fall below 1.7. So if this continues, it's more than the economy that will suffer. Humanity itself will be an endangered species. Now, about the energy crisis in Europe that we reported on in our previous Worldview Report newscast. We addressed the physical element that people could be in for a long, cold winter. But what about the financial side? As economist Patrick Wood points out at his website, technocracy.news, Germans depend on cash and cash banking machines to get it into their pockets, adding, quote, during an energy blackout, the bank machines don't work. Now, put two and two together here and figure out just how dangerous and outright destructive climate alarmist energy policies are. Germany could literally be reduced to a Mad Max movie scenario within a few days, end quote. As Reuters reports, citing four sources, German authorities have stepped up preparations for emergency cash deliveries in case of a blackout, or rather blackouts, plural, to keep the economy running as the nation braces for possible power cuts arising from the war in Ukraine. The plans include the Bundesbank hoarding extra billions to cope with a surge in demand, as well as possible limits on withdrawals. And if you think crypto investors are angry when they can't access their digital tokens in a bankrupt exchange, just wait until you see a German whose cash has just been locked out. Wood's advice would apply to all of us. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, meaning your bank. That's why for years I've encouraged people to look at precious metals. I don't offer financial advice, but I do offer financial opinion. And I've been warning my audiences on radio and television and in print for years. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't be under their thumb. Get outside of their digital technocracy tyranny. And precious metals is a great way to do that. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lad.
Order your CD and or DVD of A Brandon House Traditional Christmas.
You can order the CD for $19.99.
or the DVD of Brannon House live in concert at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend for $24.99. Or order both the CD and DVD that is normally $45 for the special package price of just $29.99. WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357.
The Federal Reserve is warning employers against giving workers raises. According to a new report in the Daily Mail, Christopher Waller, one of the six members of the board, told the annual economic forecast luncheon to quit giving workers raises, saying that it was, quote, pushing up inflation, end quote. Waller added, quote, wage growth has been a contributing factor to inflation, especially in the service sector. So it is important to get the labor market into better balance to bring future wage growth down to a more sustainable level that will assist in moving overall inflation lower, end quote. The Biden regime, they drove up inflation, folks, by spending tax dollars as if they grow on trees. They sent billions to Ukraine, spent recklessly on Green New Deal subsidies, and on the massive influx of illegal aliens. And now the feds tell Americans, well, you should not get a raise, leaving them unable to afford the wildly high food prices and fuel prices. Sounds like a recipe for social unrest, if there ever was one, right? Waller, by the way, gets paid in excess of $183,000 for being on the board, according to the Federal Reserve. North Korea is firing off more missiles and warnings to the U.S. South Korea's government claimed a ballistic missile that landed in waters off the Korean Peninsula was fired by North Korea. The short-range ballistic missile was fired from North Korea's eastern coastal Wonsan area at 10:48 a.m. local time on November 17th. The country's Joint Chiefs of Staff confirmed this fact. The missile was launched hours after North Korean officials threatened, quote, fiercer, end quote, military reaction to what they called provocation by the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. Fox News further reported that hours before Thursday's launch, North Korean Foreign Minister Cho Sung-woo warned the recent U.S., South Korea, Japan summit would disrupt tensions on the Korean Peninsula and leave them, quote, more unpredictable, end quote. Cho stated that, quote, the keener the U.S. is on the bolstered offer of extended deterrence to its allies and the more they intensify provocative and bluffing military activities on the Korean Peninsula and in the region, the fiercer, meaning North Korea's military, counteraction will be in the direct proportion to it. It will pose a more serious, realistic, and inevitable threat to the U.S. and its vassal forces. The U.S. will be well aware that it is gambling, for which it will certainly regret, end quote. We'll be right back after this break. Well, now it's time for our Worldview Report commentary. The new Congress isn't even seated yet, and Mitch McConnell is already talking about brokering compromises with the Biden regime. Instead of fighting the tyranny coming down from the White House, McConnell thinks it's a good idea to compromise with it. Take a look.
In terms of their lives. And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do them. And we did some of that this year. Infrastructure, CHIPS, school safety, mental health. We need to make some progress for the American people, but it's going to have to be in the political center. If the House becomes Republican, there's no more one party running over us like they did through reconciliation.
Nick Arma, a columnist, posted the following at Red State, quote, "But why are you talking about compromising at all, especially when you have the House? That's the wrong position to take. That compromise on infrastructure gave the Democrats a win and may have made inflation worse. While we need attention to infrastructure, it also involved all kinds of things to which we shouldn't have been agreeing, including billions for climate change. How about pushing our agenda, not just waiting to see what you can tolerate that the Democrats might propose? And make it just about clear things that aren't hooking on all the Democrats' secret agenda items in the process," end quote. And what was McConnell's take on the Republicans not winning more seats in the midterms? It sounded like he was reading Democrats' talking points. Take a look.
One of the criticisms from Senator Scott and others who agree with him is that your decision not to have an agenda to run on opened up Republican candidates to attacks that they didn't really stand for anything. What is your response to the criticism that you are partially responsible for?
Every one of our candidates knew what they were for, expressed it quite clearly. It's pretty obvious, and all of you have been writing about it, what happened. We underperformed among independents and moderates because their impression of many of the people in our party in leadership roles is that they're involved in chaos, negativity, excessive attacks, and it frightened independent and moderate Republican voters. And we saw that, which is why you all recall I never predicted a red wave. We never saw that in any of our polling in the states that we were counting on to win. There was no way. So we learned some lessons about this, and I think the lesson's pretty clear. Senate races are different. Candidate quality, you recall I said in August, is important. And in most of our states, we've met that test. In a few of them, we did not.
Chaos and negativity, right, Mitch? Arguing for the rights of women to abort their babies right up to birth, opening the borders to drugs and human trafficking, giving away billions to Ukraine, and trying to mandate an experimental vaccine on military and civilian workers. These weren't at all chaotic or frightening policies, were they? No, not scary at all, Mitch. Unbelievable that this man is still in Washington, let alone in a leadership position. I don't think he has the ability to communicate and articulate the conservative agenda, because I don't think he's committed to it. And yet, Republicans can never seem to replace him with a fresh face and a true conservative. Stunning. In the second part of our commentary, we look at the other side of the coin. A congressman who at least seems eager and willing to represent conservative American views in D.C., Remember how the Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed in the days leading up to the 2020 presidential election? Any mention of it got you labeled a conspiracy theorist by the deep state's lapdog media. They said it was pure baloney, ginned up by specialists in Russian disinformation campaigns. That was a deliberate lie that the entire mainstream corporate media agreed to tell in order to help get Joe Biden elected. In fact, in recent months, The Washington Post, CNN, Politico, and The New York Times have offered new narratives that directly contradict the early narratives. Congressman Jim Jordan, he went off on them during a November 17th press conference. Take a look.
Jamie, so I would just start with this question. What part of Mr. Comer's presentation was Russian disinformation? I mean, never forget what happened on October 19th, 2020, 15 days before the most important election we have in our country. Who's going to be the next president of the United States? 15 days before that, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Clapper, and 49 other people signed a letter that said the following. It is for these reasons that we write to say that the arrival on the U.S. political scene of emails purportedly belonging to Vice President Biden's son, Hunter, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. They further went on to say, we want to emphasize that we do not know if the emails provided to the New York Post are genuine or not, just that our experience makes us deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a significant role in this case. And of course, that letter became the pretext for suppressing this story, again, just days before the most important election we have in our country. So I would ask this, was J.P. Morgan's suspicious activity report to the Treasury Department, was that just a classic earmark of a Russian information operation? How about when Hunter Biden sent the email that Mr. Comer pointed to, sent the email asking for keys to his new office space, one for himself, one for President Biden, one for his uncle Jim Biden, and one for the emissary for the chairman of the Chinese energy company, CFCT. Was that just Russian disinformation operation in place? So I think I think there are all kinds of questions that need to be answered, and we're determined to get there. Here's some of them that I have. Did the FBI brief Twitter as well? We know they briefed Facebook. We know that had an impact on the election. There's been surveys done where thousands and thousands of voters across this country said it might have impacted their decision in the election in 2020. Did the FBI brief any of the 51 former intelligence officials who signed that letter? Again, that letter that became the pretext for suppressing this story. Who did the briefings? Who briefed Facebook? Here's a name that I think is interesting. Timothy Tebow. So Mr. Tebow, now remember, we just did a report 2 weeks ago, Judiciary Committee, a report that talked about the political influence and the political shenanigans going on in our Justice Department. Based on 14 FBI agents who've come talk to our office as whistleblowers, one of those agents said, and this is the term he used, he said, at the highest levels of the FBI, specifically the Washington field office, he said it's rotted to the core. Not talking about rank and file agents. They're doing good work. Talking about the top people at the Washington field office. We had another whistleblower who brought up the name Mr. Tebow and said Mr. Tebow is pressuring agents to catalog and categorize cases in a specific way to satisfy this narrative about domestic violence extremism. Why has the Biden administration suddenly changed their position on suspicious activity reports? Used to be, Mr. Comer wanted to see him. Any member of Congress, any chairman wanted to see him, any ranking member wanted to see him, any member of Congress, any committee, you got a chance to see him. Suddenly, no, we can't see him. I think Mr. Comer and our team at the Oversight Committee would kind of like to see the other 148. They've seen two. They'd like to see the other 148. So we're committed to getting to the truth, the facts. We think that's what the American people are entitled to. We're gonna try to help Representative Comer and the team here at Oversight with our work on judiciary, but with a specific focus on what the FBI was doing. We know these 51 former intel officials, they got security clearance. How often are they talking to the FBI? Are they talking to the FBI? Who's doing the talking? Who's doing the briefing? Were they briefed? There's so many questions that need answered so we can get to the bottom of this.
Those are all good questions. Let's hope we get some serious hearings where all of this is aired out in the public. Because it wasn't just the media that was culpable. It was the entire U.S. intelligence community, which begs the question, why are the U.S. intelligence agencies taking sides in presidential elections and trying to influence the outcomes? If the Democrats were really concerned about the so-called danger to our democracy, and we're a constitutional republic, by the way, but if they were really concerned, like they love to tell us, over and over, they would want to see Brennan and Clapper and Ray on the witness stand answering some of these hard questions. But will we? We'll see. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you for watching and for sharing and for supporting this broadcast. Remember, we are a listener-supported program. We are the alternative to big corporate media, to big tech. We are the truth tellers. We're bringing you the news that is censored. But we need your help. We can't do it without you. Here's how you can support us and get something in return and help yourself and your family and friends. Start out by doing the bulk of your Christmas shopping, please, at MyPillow.com, and use that promo code B66. Please use the promo code B66. You get savings and we get credit. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, towels, robes. There's a lot there. Sleepwear. There's actually more there than you realize until you get there and start searching all the different categories at MyPillow.com. But again, please use that promo code B66. Also, MyStore.com. The home for American entrepreneurs started by Mike Lindell. Please, again, use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. And then, don't forget about my foundation, WVWFoundation.com. It exists to use my radio shows and my TV shows to push out content for free to the American people and folks around the world to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of the Judeo-Christian worldview, through a biblical worldview. So they might understand how they should think about these issues and then how they should respond. If you appreciate that, we need your support. You can make a contribution online right now at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you can even call our order line or donation line at 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. We also have a church service that I do every Sunday night right here at 8 p.m. Central Time. 8 p.m. Central Time every Sunday night at wvwtv.com/live. wvwtv.com/live. Every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, I do a biblical worldview service where we talk about the issues of the day through the lens of a biblical worldview. Been doing that since 2015, live, every Sunday night. So thank you for your support. Also, don't forget about wvwtvstore.com. A lot of emergency supplies there. WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to place your order over the phone, you can use our order line slash donation line, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Well, until next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW TV broadcasts.